Hey guys, we know it's really a sensitive topic for everyone that didn't get tickets, so we're just gonna make sure that we're gonna stay humble.
Oh shit. You fucking loser, bitch!
Ah! Be my wings.
This looks the other way.
That's fucked up.
No, that's fucked up because.
But poor recognizes poor.
Yeah, no, now we're poor.
Hey, guys.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, my God. It feels so good to sit down with another New Yorker I couldn't handle when you were a Republican.
Oh, yeah, I shed that skin, huh? Oh, my God. My legs hurt so bad.
You shed your. What?
My legs hurt so bad. That's
why?
The
you,
one.
You can't walk yet?
Yeah.
Like, you're not used to the walking?
Yeah, and guess. Our place is a 4-floor walk up.
Okay, but here's the thing. Okay, guys. Also, we have a live studio audience today. I'll touch his roommate. Gay.
Everyone say capital hi to G. Griffin. Griffin, say something.
Hi.
Griffin will be our on and off production gay. Just to neutralize the energy in here, just in case there's like any bit of like straight coming from the bisexual.
Oh my God.
I'll just because here in New York. 4-story walk up, this is what I was gonna say. I used to live in like a 3-story one.
I was telling Griffin that your staircase was cheeks.
Oh, not too much on that. Because the staircase was cheeks, and it also provided cheeks. Because, like,
you got your cheeks clapped in the staircase.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say. So that's not what I was going to say.
Okay, what were you going to say?
So, like, I was gonna say before you really interrupted me with that homosexual fucking joke.
I mean, it just seems kind of on brand.
Anal joke on stairs. After this fucking 3-story walk up era, my booty was round.
Oh.
King's Hawaiian had a fucking competitor.
This will be the Queen's Hawaiian.
Ho, you lying, Queen's Hawaiian, that ass is flying on those stairs. We fucking had Nalani. It's fucking... Everyone say welcome to New York. I got you a little gift for today's podcast because it's like New York.
What is it?
Is it a
rat?
No. I thought because I just got back from Japan and you just got back to New York, I think like we should like really celebrate that. And like,
I'm nervous. What?
But first, wait. Well, first, let's fucking cheers this, and then, and then we'll
Yay!
Yeah. Okay. Welcome back to Asian Girl Podcast. Shall we?
We shall. Woo! We haven't done that in so long.
I think that's good.
Okay. So is this something that I can hold?
Okay, you can look.
I swear. Why? Again? Why?
Your gift is me.
Yay.
I'm kidding. Close your eyes.
I'm nervous.
You know what this is?
Is it a matching? Open,
put your fucking hands out.
Is it a matching one? Did you just bite me?
No, it was the gift.
Bite me?
Okay.
No, yeah, I'll wear this another time.
Well, Jessica just moved to New York. I just got back from Japan. Are you gonna ask me about it?
It kind of looks like you had the time of your life. Okay, how was Japan? Why do you have a red band on?
We've been gone for like 4 weeks. The last episode that you guys heard was me freaking out over the fact that I was unsure if I was gonna get BTS tickets, but we rise.
We're here. I just looked at myself in the fucking viewfinder and I look ridiculous.
The back of your head is ridiculous.
I know. Can you take a picture? Hey guys, does it look bad?
Okay. It's okay.
And what about my bangs?
Hey, Do my bangs look good? That someone can say it looks bad without saying it looks bad. POV, I just got out of the dressing room and I say, Jessica, what do you think about this?
It's nice.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, what do you think about this?
You should kill yourself. What do you think about this? What if I pulled out point blank with a gun?
So I have a gun.
So does this fit me good? I have a gun. So, Japan, I have fucking tea. Okay, what? Girl, fix it. You look ridiculous.
Okay, like, can y'all tell who I am? Like, yes. Be fucking yes. For real. Like,
okay,
can...
just hold it in your... Just put it right here. Yeah.
Like, y'all know who I am,
okay,
right?
Okay. I talked about this on live. Bully from middle school is gay. Bully from middle school is gay.
Yup. And that's what you call reparations.
No, truly. Go to the live stream. Long story short, saw bully non-fine-shite. At the gay club in Austin, Texas.
In
macking on another man with a dongle between his legs.
Bully aside.
Whilst with girl.
She was there?
No, whilst oh my with God. Girl relationship. God knows what they're up to, but man oh man. The F slur.
Man oh man is right.
Man on man.
Man on man.
MLM.
Wait, but, so bullying aside, did you think he was hot in middle school?
No.
Oh, really?
And I wanted that Kurt Hummel fantasy. Didn't work out.
Yeah.
But no, actually, no. Hold on.
Did you see him?
Wrong.
Did you see him at the same gay club that we saw Artie at?
Artie? No.
Oh, my God. Guys.
I need to tell you. I saw Artie again.
Where?
In New York.
What?
Crazy.
Oh, wait, I think he lives
I'd have
in New York.
Two nickels, but crazy that I have two nickels. It's one of those.
Yeah, if I had a nickel for every time I saw... What is his real name? Artie. I have two nickels.
Artie wheelchair. Artie comma chair wheel.
He's Artie wheelchair.
This hair, real hair.
His chair, real chair. But it wasn't, because he's actually, he walks.
Speaking of walking, Jesus Christ, I walked all over Japan and Taiwan, and I
where did you go?
Okay,
in Japan.
Okay, already no one's commenting on the hair. Already no one's commenting on the hair. Okay, so I hard launched the hair on Instagram.
Yeah,
beautiful reaction. Hard launched the hair on live stream. Hate you guys.
No, okay.
Hate you guys so bad. Hate you guys so bad.
No, it's because it's a little bit faded, and people were not expecting ginger. Yeah, they were not expecting
ginger. Expecting ginger.
They were ginger, not expecting ginger. Not that you look like Ed Sheeran. What are your thoughts? Do you like it?
Okay, so I'm not gonna address that. So I'll talk about my experience in Japan. So I actually have a really fun experience in Japan that I need to tell you about, and I think as a friend, you should really listen to it because it's really funny. It has to do with penis.
I'm sad. I'm ready to listen.
And it has nothing to do with actually engaging with penis, but it has everything to do with the word penis. And it's so fucking
funny. Oh, that's
funny.
Even funnier.
I don't know if you know this. I did it twice.
Twice? Ah!
So I did it twice. Twice.
What do you mean twice?
Like, foreshadowing.
What do you mean twice? Like, you dyed your hair twice?
Yes. So the first time, I got it done on my birthday in Tokyo.
That's when you texted me.
And I was like, woo, time to go to Tokyo. Time to come out here. Yes. And he was like, hey, do you want it so that the red, like, just hits the light and like it's like kind of subtly red, and I was like, yeah, that sounds aura as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds aura as fuck. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Thank you. See, yeah, you
are
got,
you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. I was having like a mid panic attack while getting my fucking hair.
Really? Why?
Because you got your hair colored?
Many a times.
Okay, many a times. So mine was the first a time. So then I was wearing like heat tech and like long johns. Because
it was cold in Tokyo. Cold in Japan. Yeah.
And then I didn't know they put you under like three fucking blankets. And so like I was under there, and I literally was like, I'm gonna die. Like, I was like, Satan. Like,
oh shit, you were overheating.
I was overheating. It wasn't helping because that means I was sweating, which means the fucking red was going down my fucking face.
Was it really?
Yes. They didn't speak English.
Yeah.
And so then we were talking via Google Translate, and then he had this app where he like texts it, and then it would come back as a response, but in English, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, where are you from? Like, what's your name? Blah, blah. And I said, oh, New York. And he was like, oh, what do you do? And I told him, I just said, I do marketing and I do dance.
Yeah.
Because then he kept going down the marketing hall. I was like, bitch, I don't want.
Oh, he was like trying to get to know you.
Yeah, yeah. He was so nice.
Yeah.
And I like, this place was cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you about like the vibes in there, but. Cool as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
He's then like starting to get to know me, and I tell him I'm a dancer, and he's like, oh, that's cool. And he's like, are you here to dance? I was like, no, I'm just here, like, I took like a class.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, I like dance here and there, and then I was just telling him that, and then he was like, oh, is this your first time, blah, blah, blah. And I was just telling him essentially the background. I was like, yeah, I just want to like fucking go crazy with my hair. I want to wear new outfits and like blah, 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 and like I dance, right? Mm-hmm. And then he like asked for a video, whatever. I show him this video of me dancing.
Mm-hmm.
He then types into his phone.
What?
He's like, so good. Big penis. I said, so good, big penis. Like, said those four words, but in a different context.
You're getting flashbacks. That's a Raven moment.
So good, big penis.
Oh, it takes me back to the day.
February 2022. Okay, so. And I go, huh? And then he was like shocked. He was like, oh. And he pulls over another fucking hairstylist. Yeah. So then the guy comes in and the other stylist is like,
oh.
And he like looks at me. He's like, oh, no, 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 not what he meant. And I said, okay. I was like, is he saying he has a big penis?
Or maybe he was like saying that you got big dick energy in the video.
So then here I go on. And I was like, is he saying, I'm not even kidding. I asked him, I was like, is he saying he has big penis? Or is he saying,
here has the big penis?
Where's the big penis to know? They need to know.
You're putting it in the translate. Big penis, direct me now.
Big member, where? Bitch. Member? What you know about member?
I remember.
What you know about member, Griffin?
I know member.
Y'all remember? What were the other Wattpad, like, ways to call us long? Do you remember? This was really niche, but this was like a Hunger Games one. I mean, potentially a Hunger Games one. It was called like beef steak.
All right, bro.
My biggest beef steak.
The biggest beef steak is
penis alternatives Wattpad.
Beef whistle.
No, it was never beef whistle for me.
Oh, theoretically, it was never beef whistle. If it was about Peter Mallark and the other bitch, like
beef whistle.
Beef whistle.
Oh, you bitches are so creative.
Beef whistle on the Holler Express.
Blowing that beef whistle.
All aboard the Holler Express. Blowing the beef whistle.
Blowing the beef whistle.
Chugga chugga. Goon goon.
Thomas the Train. So the guy is like, no, no big penis.
Yeah. And then you're like, the guy pulls up a video, and this is how I knew I was in the right fucking place. I mean, what? I had to get it done the second time. It pulls up a video of Ariana Grande saying big dick energy.
See, that's...
Yeah, you're
that's
right.
Definitely what
so he was
saying.
Trying to say big dick energy.
But he was like, hey. Hey, big penis.
Cool, big penis. So cool, big penis.
No, that's going to be the new thing.
Me like, should I unzip?
No.
Like, and so
no,
then,
no, no, no. That should be the new thing. No more big dick energy, big penis.
No, instead of big penis, it's so cool, big penis.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Cool, big penis.
If we see someone and they're like in the swaggy outfit and we're like, so cool, big penis.
BP Blackpink? No, BP big penis.
Gengar is purple.
Do you know about this fucking joke?
Yes, I told
you. Okay, let me inform the fucking bitches. So me and Alcheska were off of in Eddyville, and we were at this dessert place in Flushing, New York.
Yes.
And I was asked, we were talking about Pokemon, and I was talking to our friends, and I was like, guys, Gengar ghost? Or no, Gengar dark? Like, cause you know, like in Pokemon.
Like dark type, dark grass type, whatever. Yeah.
And then
I'm zoning out at this point.
Sync
by
is
the
going,
way.
No, Gengar is ghost. Like Gengar is ghost. And Alcheska goes, what the hell? No, Gengar is purple.
Because I only is selective hearing, baby. I only heard Gengar is dark. And I was like, he's not that dark, he's purple.
You're defending Gengar's colorism.
I said, he's purple. he's purple.
And so when this happens, me and Sync go, okay. And like our fourth friend that we were with, I just see him fucking fall to the ground.
And I literally was like beating on his shit because I was like, I can't believe it.
Because Alcheska goes, Gengar is purple. And then our other friend literally fucking death drops
because
to the ground.
Because we all realized what Gengar is dark meant, like me and him, and we were like, boom.
And like me and Sync were like, besides that bitch. Besides that stupid fucking bitch. So we said Gengar is purple when we don't really know what the fuck is going on. So we're like
if there's an awkward moment, Gengar is purple.
So Gengar is purple.
I wasn't content. So let me show you how it looked like at first.
Okay.
I ghosted Alteska even when she said happy birthday to me because I wanted to FaceTime her about my hair.
Yeah, I said happy birthday and then crickets. Nothing.
I was like, guys, I needed to,
maybe he just doesn't have internet.
Okay, so this is how it looked like in the beginning.
Oh, it's still, wait, what did you dye? Just the back or just the underneath?
No, it's just in the streaks. Light. In the light. It looks like that.
But even like...
that, if that was hitting the light, it would look like red.
Seriously?
Yeah, exactly.
But I'll you wanted...
But then I was like, hey, I'm being kind of big puss. Like, I'm not being your cool big penis. I was being your loser small puss.
Okay.
And so I went to this other place that was like super high end. Loved him. His name was Yuta.
Okay.
Loved him.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City, Yuta. Kirsten Titus, Erica Titus, Yuta.
Brigham Young, Yuta.
Polygamy, Yuta. So, sorry. He bleaches my hair. He's like, yeah, you need a bleach. And I was like, okay, period. Let's just go for it. And got it bleached. Like, and I was like, okay, like, never going fucking...
Wait, yeah, did the first one not bleach your hair?
No, because I told him that I didn't need it.
Oh, if you wanted to show, you should. Yeah.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So then I learned that the red particle, here's some science for the day, the red particle, the wavelength is the biggest.
Yeah.
You remember? Yes. Yeah. So then it's the biggest atom. Mm-hmm. So in order for the biggest atom to fit into your hair follicle, it's a lot harder for it to stay in there.
Correct.
Whereas purple,
yeah,
UV, or like blues, they hold a lot better, yeah, because the atoms are smaller. So like,
yeah,
when a water molecule hits it, it's likely that it's going to take that molecule, yeah, of red with it, right?
Okay, okay.
So then I was like, okay, T. But when you bleach it, it opens up. It's like, imagine, not to be like crazy, but imagine shoving a dilly up your thing. It'll make like the actual organ like kind of better. Like it doesn't hurt as much. So essentially what they did was shove a dilly in my bleach... in my hair, and then they put the red in there like a pee-pee. And so then it stayed in there and it was more comfortable in there.
That made everything way more confusing. I was on the UV shoot. Then you said dilly. But I understand it.
So they took a prostate toy and put it in my...
I'm like, oh! Oh! So they took a rose toy.
You should have just spoke like that. So they scissored my hair first, and then they... Oh, got it.
So when you put it in lesbo terms, it just makes more sense.
Yeah, so Rujin then can proceed to... I feel really, really good about the hair.
Yeah.
Even right now, like, it's not my favorite, but it doesn't feel
your
different.
Hair feels like...
But the process aura of feels it. Different.
Yes, it's like... When I had my peekaboo hair, I was like, I have a secret.
Girl, when I wore a beanie to the gym today, I was like, little G, y'all know Ed Sheeran's under this.
The Lorax is on my head right now.
Shape of You is about to be debuted. Yeah, I went to the gym when I went to Taiwan with Lynn, mm-hmm, and had people approach me. It was kind of tea. And
what, say like, I like your hair?
That were just like, oh, nice to meet you, Kent. Like, you know.
Oh, cute.
I mean, Taiwan is like... gay.
I was
butt licking city.
Yeah. Salt Lake City, butt lick city.
Yeah. Last thing I'll say, Taiwan. Hey, gay, behind the camera. Literally felt like so.
He said, yes.
So I saw like.
You were so
50,
seen.
60-year-old gay couples holding hands, married with a ring.
Oh.
Still fucking, I not know it.
That is so
anal
sweet.
And everything. Cream pies and everything.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Grandma's cream pie means something else over there.
What?
So anyways, it felt really cute because I feel like a lot of times when you see like a couple holding hands in New York City, they never break 40.
It's like
40.
Asian old couples.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was really cute. Like, and honestly, it was like a mix, but like, because Taipei's pretty diverse, but.
Oh, really?
It was like really just nice to be like, oh, aww, that's like a future that exists that isn't like usually like, you know. I mean, love all these like shows and stuff, but like most of the representation is like, you know, a hot 20-year-old man. Like Love Hugh Rivalry.
Yeah,
people love it because they're like hot young 20-year-olds, you know.
And it's just nice because, like, usually when you see, like, a show, for example, like Pose, when there's like a 40-year-old or a 50-year-old, they usually, like, and this is not a joke, like, they usually, the character always gets hit with, like, some STD.
Yeah, something horrible.
And so it's like, like, when you're an adult, it's just sad because your partner dies of AIDS or something.
Yeah, but that's not the case for every single relationship.
So
why am I dressed like this?
Okay, so Altresca told me that she fucking drove to New York. And I said, I'll stop you right fucking there. Tell me on the pod.
Yeah. So basically, the plan was, what was it, like a month ago, that we were gonna buy a plane ticket to come to New York. Because I was like, that seems like the most logical thing. That seems like what everyone does. Like, you did that. I bought a car because I thought we were going to move to LA. And then plans changed and we didn't move to LA.
Who the fuck did that? So sorry.
Minutes after we bought our plane ticket, I called my dad and I was like, hey, like, just wanted to check in, see if you could help me with this car moving.
Wait, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you bought a car because you thought we were moving to LA. I just, like, materialized that and I feel actually horrible because the main reason you were stressed out for the last 72 hours. I'm so sorry. Like, I will literally, like, I don't know, get you a car freshener or something. Like, dinner on me for, like, the next 2 years of my life. Like, I feel genuinely horrible. I thought you got a car because your car was so bad.
Well, yes. And then I was like, well, I'm going to need a car in LA. So anyway.
Oh my God. I'll kill myself right now. I'll kill myself. Sailor Moon dies on the fucking, on the pod.
The Statue of Liberty murders Sailor Moon. That's the title of this episode. Okay. It's fine because everything worked out. Like, everything worked.
Okay. Dinner on me though. I need to do something.
No, like, thank God I need to save money. So anyway.
Fogo de Chao. Fogo de Chao. Yes,
Fogo de Chao, please. My dad answered the phone and he was like, girl, you can't sell your car. Your car still belongs to the bank. You haven't paid it off. If you want to pay off your, or if you want to sell your car to, like, CarMax, I'm sorry, or
it was like getting low,
like,
and it was
that,
overstimulating.
Okay. Is it itchy or what?
No.
Okay. So
I'm listening.
So then he was like, if you want to sell your car, you have to pay upwards of $10,000, so they can have it and, like, whatever. And I was like, okay, that's $10,000 that I don't have.
Light work.
And
light
then
work.
No. And then I called Griffin. I said, hey,
do you have $9,990?
So I said, hey, I can't sell my car. What do you think about driving to Virginia, where my parents live, and then taking the train from Virginia to New York instead? And Griffin, amazing, beautiful.
Okay, just for context, Griffin, also from Texas.
Yes, Griffin is my roommate, also from Texas. 21 years old, single, white, tall.
But if Griffin gets canceled, he was never her roommate.
And he just shaved his head and we're gonna dye it blonde. So if you see him on the street, like, just say hi.
When you see him on the street, say, mom's spaghetti.
But yeah, Griffin is my roommate. And I said, hey, what do you think about driving and taking the train from Virginia to New York? And he was like, yes, I'm down. So then we left Saturday. Leaving Texas was horrible.
Raining?
Emotionally.
Okay, because I left and it was about to be a freeze.
We left in the middle of a storm. But before that, I had to say goodbye to Sink.
Yes.
And that was actually...
Oh, that was probably so horrible.
That was...
Like, that was probably so horrible. Like, holding space.
Like... Bitch, I woke up 30 minutes before my alarm and I was like, ugh, I can't go back to sleep. This is the day I moved to New York. And then I was like, okay, maybe I should write him a letter. So then I started writing him a letter. And then his alarm rang at 8.
You need to do a solo podcast on this. You need to do a solo podcast.
I literally will. He walked outside and we both started crying.
When is he coming?
In a month. He's coming in April,
I think. We're going there in a month.
Yes.
Surprise, we're judging. We're doing...
Oh, yeah, we're...
we're doing Good Phil.
Oh, I'm hosting Good Phil.
And I'm judging you.
He comes out, we both start crying immediately.
Okay.
And then we were crying for, like, until I leave, until, like, 9:45. And then Griffin sends me a picture at 8 a.m. It's him. There's two tears. I will insert the picture if Griffin is okay with
no,
that.
Oh, no, it's canon.
But it's him crying, like, because
you have to
say
goodbye to your family.
Yes. So then I said goodbye to Thomas. Oh, it was horrible. It was actually horrible. And then I drop
guys,
over to-
you need to know this real quick for my own sake. This was also their decision to move here. I didn't force. This is not like.
Yes. This was our decision.
Because it sounds like. Moved to New York.
But it's just sad, like, leaving your partner and, no, like, yeah, leaving your family. So I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. Like, yeah. And then when I got into the car, guess what played? I literally sent you a picture of it.
Walk in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, Renee rap that she wrote about her ex-partner leaving New York. I'll kill myself right here. Like,
no, don't do it. Don't do it.
No, don't do it. You're the Statue of Liberty. Don't do it.
Yeah, so Statue of Liberty, you're such a bad bitch.
So then I drive over to Griffin's. It's raining, by the way.
Okay.
All black outfit, hood up. And he's like, hey, we have to go to the back to, like, get my stuff. And I was like, okay. He gets in the car. We both start crying.
You guys are so funny. You guys are so fucking funny. Because it's early in the morning.
Huh? No, it's it's like 9:45. So
and
then,
it's like a long drive. Whereas, like,
yes.
It's like you're just like, it's like, oh, fuck. It's just prolonged.
It was prolonged because, like, I took so long to get out of his apartment, and then we were packing up Griffin stuff, and his whole family came outside, and they were all saying bye, and then his mom was like, can I give you a hug? Like, safe travels. And I was like, oh my God, I was hugging her, and I was like, oh my God, I literally have to drive the safest I've ever driven in my entire life.
You guys are bonded, like, by the fucking... Like, you guys are fucking...
I was like, this is someone's child that is in my passenger seat. Like, holy fuck. So then we leave. And then we drive for 12 hours to Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh my God, Memphis, Tennessee. Nearly. I had to stop there, too, for college all the time.
Bitch.
And it's real Confederate over there.
Yeah.
Thank God you had this one, huh?
No, yeah.
And thank God he isn't gay.
Either way, we're driving with a tropical storm.
Okay.
Like, the storm is driving with us. Okay, so okay. We never leave the storm.
The rain. Yeah.
And, like, it gets so bad where people are, like, pulling over to the side. Like, I'm freaking the fuck out. Yeah. I'm also going 20 miles an hour.
That's how I would do it, too.
And I'm like, holy fuck. Like, oh, my God. I can't believe this is happening. We get to Memphis, and Griffin finds us a hotel. And we're like, okay, like, it's fine if it's just, like, some, like, $100. No, because we were like, let's just see how far we drive, and then 2 hours.
5 hours.
Yeah, like four hours okay, before we get there, like, we'll book a hotel. And we're like, okay, like,
that's a real American way.
Just
to
like
do
a
shit.
Random hotel. We pull up, and it's the Elvis Presley Hotel. Because Elvis Presley's home is in Graceland in Memphis,
Girl,
Tennessee.
If you knew Griffin a little less, I would have thought he was killing you.
Walk into the room, and like, it kind of looks like a sex dungeon, if I'm gonna be honest, because the walls are like purple, and then Elvis's face is like on the TV.
Yeah, also Elvis is a PDF file.
Yes, and so we were like, oh, okay, like, it's just one night, but honestly, it was kind of bougie boots, like,
yeah, bougie boots.
Yeah,
he's gay.
Elvis or Griffin?
No, oh my God. Oh my God.
What?
I meant to ask if he was dead. Is Elvis?
He's gay.
Elvis died on the toilet.
And the toilet was
Girl,
there.
Been there.
The toilet was there at the hotel.
No,
it wasn't. Imagine if it was.
Not the fucking KO toilet.
So he's gay.
Holy fuck! Holy fuck! Holy fuck! Oh my God, Michael Jackson. So he's gay.
Okay, so he's cool. Dead. So cool. Big penis, and he's gay.
Instead of he's dead, he's
no,
deceased.
That's not funny. Oh, and he's gay.
No, they're the same thing.
Right.
Holy
right.
fuck.
I can't believe
that. He's gay? Bitch.
That's horrible.
That's horrible.
So then we leave Memphis and then drive what?
Another
13 hours.
Ah, so I killed it. 24 hours.
We're not done.
Sheber.
So then we get to Virginia. My mom and Milo is there, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, my legs hurt so much because I'm
yes,
driving.
Okay. Wait, Altesca's family lives in Virginia.
Yes, my family lives in Virginia, so that's why we stopped there, and we were gonna take the train from Virginia to New York.
Virgin.
But then we on the road trip, so backtrack, while we were still driving to Virginia, we're like,
it's pretty, right? Because you have to go through the Appalachians or no?
Well, Yes, kind of.
I've never seen the Appalachian, but, so I'm like, I'm assuming it's really pretty.
We haven't either.
It was pitch black.
It was pitch black, oh, it was dark. And I was driving, and it was literally like this.
Aw, man, that's so, why was it pitch black?
Because it was so early. The sun goes down at 6 p.m., and we started driving at like 9 a.m., and 13 hours is like
oh,
we,
so you guys didn't hit the Appalachians until when it was dark. Yeah.
And
oh, and the Appalachians at night are spooky.
Bitch, I was white knuckling the wheel because I was so scared.
You were gonna fly off.
Yes.
Yeah, I would.
But thank God I didn't.
Oh my God. Yeah, because that's what they say. The Appalachians are like kind of spooky, witchy. Yeah,
they're spooky, and there's like wolfmen in the Appalachians or something.
Not Bongchon in the fucking woods in the Appalachian. Yeah. Gag.
But Griffin is watching My Hero Academia while I'm driving just because it like keeps me more focused. Wow, that's really weeb as fuck. And so then we get to like a subway or something and we stop and I'm like, oh, I have the check-in for our rental car. And then he's like, okay, and we're driving. Griffin's driving at this point, and I check in and I'm like, okay, great, we're gonna pick up this time. Let me put in my card info because that's a requirement. Put in the card info, card payment not accepted. And I was like,
why?
I was like, okay. Put in Griffin's info, card payment not accepted.
What?
So then we look it up, and I only have a debit card. I don't have a credit card. And same with Griffin. And
oh, so, you guys don't have a credit card?
No. And
we need to put you on that for New York.
No, that's literally one of my financial goals. And so then we're like, okay, what if we get to Virginia and like we put my dad or like my mom's name on the credit card, but then they were like, but then the person, like when you drop it off, it has to be that person. And then it was just like this whole thing where Griffin was calling his parents and I was texting my parents and I was like, Jesus Christ, this is a mess. So oh my God. Get to Virginia.
Oh my God, and, I'm so sorry.
And Griffin makes a reservation for like this other car place so that we can pick up a car. So then we go there. I give him all of like my ID, my card and stuff. And he's like, sorry, you can't because you're 24 years old and you don't have a credit card. And like, if you're underage, you need a credit card to rent a car. And I was like, okay, like, fine. So then I'm like, let's just drive my car to New York.
That's why it's here.
Yes. So then we get breakfast with my parents, and it was really cute and sweet. And then we proceeded to drive like 6.5 hours into New York. And now we're here! And it was actually fucking crazy.
Wait, so where's mama?
She's in Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it was just y'all two?
Yes.
Okay.
And so driving into New York, like I was freaking the fuck out. And no, Griffin but that's was like
safer though. I feel like
because
you're just on the East Coast. Like the East Coast is like there's just so many cities and shit you pass by.
It
was
safer to drive my own car, but the stressing of like let's buy a plane ticket. I have to refund this plane ticket. Let's get on the train. And oh my God, I didn't tell you.
Cannon.
The reason why we didn't take the train is because I had like 7 bags or like I had to bring like 7 boxes and bags and whatever, and Griffin had like 4. And then we were so set. We found this out Wednesday. We left for New York on Saturday. Wednesday night, Griffin is like, what is your bag situation for the train? And I was like, I'm gonna bring about like 7. And he was like, you can't, because the Fredericksburg train doesn't allow check-in bag service. You can only bring 2 carry-ons and a personal item. And I was like, okay, so I'm gonna bring like what, 4 shoes and like 1 shirt? Like what the fuck? So that's why the train thing didn't work out. And then all this rental car shit. I mean, that's
honestly
shit.
Better. Like if I'm being honest, like the stress of carrying it all sounds horrible.
Yeah. That's what I was also stressed out about too.
So like whatever the fucking car payment was to be in the garage, worth it. Like so worth it.
We have how long we drove, do you want to guess?
Because you guys went 20 miles an hour for a good fucking chunk of it.
Yeah, because we were not supposed to drive
30 over under 30
over.
No, like that's not okay. See, like can you guys redo that?
It was 31.
I would never redo that
31
shit.
That's horrible. The longest I've been was 26, and that was to Montana from Texas.
Damn.
And that was like hell on earth.
Yeah, it was
y'all's
pretty bad.
Ass must have hurted.
No, mine.
What were y'all eating? Were y'all eating the fucking convenience store sausage? Like, you know what I'm talking about?
No, bitch.
Because that shit is Michelin fucking grade.
No, girl. Did you know that there's Buc-ee's in Tennessee?
Yes.
We stopped in Buc-ee's in
You got
in
to stop
Texas.
A little. Pull.
Yeah, because we were... No, girl. The brisket sandwich.
The brisket sandwich. The brisket, I stand corrected.
The brisket sandwich and then sausage wrapped in a tortilla on a stick.
Girl. Sausage wrapped in a tortilla on a stick.
$7.
Been in that position before. Okay, so $7. Welcome back from the break.
This part of the podcast is a segment that we like to call
Asians Answer. Sailor Moon Answer Your Question. Bow. This is where we answer all the questions that you send us on Instagram and on Discord. So if you're over the age of 16, join our Discord if you wanna, you know, kiki. Okay, question number one. What K-pop groups have you never seen that you wanna see? What's your K-pop idol group bucket list? Number one, just give me like top five.
21. Because they were my first group ever. SHINee, BTS, TWICE, and Big Bang, except that one member.
Okay, so girl groups, it's 21 and TWICE?
Yes.
Okay, period. Okay, for me...
Wait, what? What's going on? What's going on? This seems like a not... this seems like a not Asian answer question. I feel like I'm getting tricked. This feels like ad libs.
Bitch, you're fine.
Or this feels like Mad Libs.
No, who do you think mine are?
I don't know. BTS? Wait, I don't know. Why? I feel uneasy.
Remember how I said, like, you need to be available on Friday?
Yeah. Are we going?
We're going. VIP suites, food covered.
Wait, why? 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 Why are we going?
U-Haul's in business tonight. The lesbian is seeing Momo.
Oh my God, what? Why? Why are we going?
This is for all my ladies who like to eat that cookie. This is for the ladies that scissor like a bitch.
What?
Okay, yeah, surprise. We're going to TWICE on Friday.
Wait, I don't know how to react right now.
Okay, so let me play some music so you really understand the vibes.
Wait, how did that happen?
So, UBS Arena.
Okay.
UBS is a bank.
Okay.
UBS invited, it was like, hey, do you want to come to the TWICE concert? And then I was like, only if I can bring my brother.
Uh-huh.
Only if I can bring my male brother with a schlong.
What the fuck?
And then they were like, yeah. And so then I'm taking you to... So yeah, UBS is covering like the whole thing. Like,
holy shit!
Yeah, we're gonna go.
What the? Oh my god!
It pays to goon.
Oh my god! What the fuck?
Yeah, surprise, bitch!
Oh my god!
I'm trying to play some music to really get the moment going. It's not really working because it's buffering.
Wait, what the hell? This is crazy! Turn it up! We're gonna see this live.
And it's the tour, bitch, where the stage is in the center. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm that girl.
Wait, what the hell?
We're seeing TWICE on Friday. So that's what Atsushi was like, I'm going somewhere this weekend. I said, no, you're fucking not.
No, yeah, when you reacted that way, I was like, oh.
I said, excuse you, what the fuck? I told you to clear this. They messaged like over a month ago.
You've been keeping this for a month?
Yeah, it's like, but girl, I can keep things. I kept something in for 18 years.
Oh.
And I've kept another thing in for at least 30 minutes.
Oh my god, I need a shave. Oh, I have to take an everything shower.
Anyways.
Wow.
Okay, so anyways.
We get to see tomorrow.
We're gonna say bye like we normally do in our respective language. I love you guys. We stream on Tuesdays.
And I stream every Wednesday.
And we'll see you guys next time on YouTube. Isa, Kalawa, Tatlo,
Ingat.
This is the American flag. Girl, the American flag looks like nurse scrubs.